Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live, right here with your main ace dog, your then DJ E Monster, also known in the music scene just as E Monster. Hey, so hey, for Monstrous Mondays, we got a lot of good things going on for y'all today. Today, I got P Good calling in for a Monstrous Radio interview, what we call MRI, where we dissect these artists and see what they got going on, see what their big buzz is about. And, you know, so you can connect with them on all the social media networks like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, because that's where you can find us, because we are an interactive show, you dig? Everything's either Monster, US Radio, or DJ E Monster, or you can also catch me at my music plug, at hashtag everything my music plug, Let My City TV. I might be fired from thugging and bugging daycare, but it is what it is. But I, you know what it is, the Monstrous Monday. We're just going to get into it, get into some of these new music, some of this new music with new artists, some remixes. I might even have some throwbacks for y'all. We're going to start mixing it up because we're trying to, you know what I mean, find the right niche for our show programming. So definitely let us know how you feel about what's going on at monstrousradio@gmail.com. Remember, spell it monstrousradio@gmail.com.
Yeah. Hi, yo. Check it out. This is for the band, Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah. Let's go, E. Yo.
I was always taught, man.
I went from nothing to something, see my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. Shit'll make you wonder, I remember being broke. Kitchen at 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine. With the 23 Dalvins, had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we was snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You'll probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong. This fast life's all I know. This fast life's all I know.
I never changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets by what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see.
You a dick, you will leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny for trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I want to do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bras about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong.
Yeah, that's two-seater right here on Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Mondays, where we start the hustle of the week. You dig? That's off his album called Keep On Coasting, V4, called Hustle Hustle, right here with DJ E Monster. So, hey, check it out, y'all. I told y'all I got this awesome interview coming up tonight with this young guy by the name of P. Goods. So I'm not going to play around with y'all at all. We're just going to go ahead and get right into the interview. What's up, P. Goods? I got you on the line, bro. Hello.
How you doing? How you doing, bro? I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you out here on Monstrous Radio.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's Monstrous. So, all right, hey, bro, let's just go ahead and just jump into it. I know you got a lot of things to do. You got performances and stuff. You got a lot of things going on tonight because you're one of them busy, busy men. So why don't we just get into it and just tell us right quick what we do around here is what we call a Monstrous Radio Ghetto Weather Report. We used to have a weatherman. I used to pay him in food stamps, but now he's thinking too good. When I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. But why don't you tell us where you at, bro, and what's the weather like?
Oh, man, listen, I'm from New England. I'm in Boston, Mass. right now. And, I mean, it was warm earlier, but I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling a little bit like winter's coming back. Winch is about to make comeback out here in New England.
All right, well, there y'all go. The Monsters Radio Ghetto Weather Report with P. Goods. So, all right, bro, let's let the people know up front first so they can connect with you. You know what I mean? We're going to get into your musical exploits and all your accolades and everything. But let's let the people know who you are first. Tell people a little bit about P. Goods outside of music. Who are you?
Yo, so, yeah, my name is P. Goods, and I mean, it stands for Plenty Goods. I'm an artist. I'm also a radio show producer, morning show producer. I do video production, man. I like to really just get into whatever work I can get into within the industry. I promote, man, you name it, you know, in the industry that we're in, Monster E Monster, like, you know, you gotta have a couple hats. So I just try to keep myself as busy as possible and help out whatever way I can. So that's really just me as an individual too. Outside of just being a music artist, that's just how I get down. And I love to lend a helping hand when I can. You know, always love to work. I'm a workaholic.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So would you consider yourself, I know this sounds silly, but some people don't consider themselves as that. They say just as whatever. But would you say you're a entrepreneur?
I like to use that word. I can't wait till, you know, it starts to become more lucrative, then I'll say it more comfortably. You know what I mean?
yeah.
When the money starts to roll in, it's a lot easier to say, yeah, well, my occupation is an entrepreneur. So I definitely think I fall into that category because, man, it's crazy when somebody asks you what you do and you got to kind of look at a list and be like, what don't I do? Entrepreneur is a perfect word for it.
Right. Real talk. So, all right, so, I mean, are you a sibling? I mean, you got brothers, sisters,
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's like my family is kind of like the Brady Bunch. I mean, at first I was the oldest, but now I'm in the middle. I got three older brothers, which is a blessing in its own way because one of my brothers he works for commercial radio and he always, you know, schools me to the game on that side of things because I'm usually more on the independent radio side and the internet radio, you know. So I got older brothers and I got three younger siblings, two sisters and a brother that's younger than me. And my youngest sister is also a singer. And she's amazing. She plays piano and she keeps me grounded on the musical side because for her, it's just a love of making music. So I kind of get, it's dope that you asked me about siblings because each one of them really plays a role into how I'm molded as an artist because of like their relationship with me and how they feel about certain things. Like when my youngest, like I told you, she's an aspiring singer, and she's amazing. She's only 14, you know what I mean? And then, and she really got the whole family to listen to me because a lot of people weren't, like a lot of my close family wasn't really into the musical side of what I do, you know what I mean? So that was dope of her. The oldest sister, she's like very well grounded into God and into to church and reading the Bible and stuff. So she always keeps my morals in place, you know. So everybody plays, it's wonderful because everybody plays a piece, you know what I mean, in what I'm doing.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Y'all going to mess around and be like the Jackson family. I'm just saying.
I like that better. You know, my mom, she's big on the, my mom is a, yo, when I tell you, yo, when it comes to divas, my mom is the most out there diva you'd ever meet, and she likes to compare us to the Kardashians because of how effective she feels like our you know, personalities would be on the world. But I like Jackson 5 a whole lot better, bro.
Well, that's what's up though. Hey, you know what I mean? That just means that, you know, she's proud of y'all and she wants the best for y'all. At least she's not comparing y'all to the Jenkins down the street off on 124th. I'm just saying. Hello. So, all right, bro. So, you know, we're real close to talking about your music. So tell us just a little bit, how did you get into the whole radio thing, and what can people expect if they actually tune in, or when, not if, when they actually come over and tune into your show?
Well, it's pretty dope. Like, the,
the thing about radio is I went to school to do I graduated with a bachelor's in communication, and radio was one of the things that I did. Now, the head of the communications department, him seeing what I did as far as music and me using my music as ways to get my homework done, like one of my projects was a rap that I made, and when they opened up the station at my school, he came to me like, yo, you know, I think that I would love to see what you do with this because you know a lot of people on campus, and, you know, I think that people would listen to your radio show, and also you can play your own music. So I was like, all right, cool. And it's kind of interesting because my pops, I wasn't raised with my father, but the times that I do remember with my father, he actually worked at a radio station. So to me, it was like, okay, well, this is going to have to be a part of my legacy because, I mean, I've kind of already been around that stuff. Like the first time I ever been to a station, it was when my pops was, you know, he had his own show and was running his own stuff at a radio station out here in Boston. So it was pretty dope. Mm-hmm. It was pretty dope to just jump into that, you know. And I think radio is really important. It definitely, on this side of things, just learning how things work, like it really made me value radio way more than I already had, you know, and I think it's a big part of my legacy.
Right, right. So that had to be kind of, like you said, that had to been an experience going in, and your dad has his own radio show or whatnot. Now, did that get you, like, any extra clout in the neighborhood with the kids? Like, oh, no, that's a, what's the name, Dad? That's, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's interesting. it really didn't, and it's funny you say that, E-Monster, because I think about that a lot, bro. Like, you know, I'm kind of glad he wasn't around because it would probably take away from me finding myself more. You know what I mean? I might be wrong. Who knows? But I had to find my own way, and I'm a very independent individual. So I'm glad. I'm the type of dude, I might have shied away from even doing radio or music because my pops did it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of dude I see myself as. As far as, like, always wanting to stand on my own and be separate from the bunch, you know. So I'm glad that he wasn't around in the sense that it gave me an opportunity to fall in love with it, whether I got it from him or not.
Right, right. Okay, I like that. I'm going to get into one of your tracks right quick, and then we're going to come back and we'll go ahead and do what we do. I wanted to see I'm trying to figure out if I should ask you the question beforehand. If you're really like a political person. and then I want to play this what if.
Okay. I definitely answer that. I'm from a place where they really politics are like, it's driven in the community. You know, I'm out here in Boston, and, you know, that's mm-hmm. they're big on politics and, you know, everything that's going on in the world, a lot of it starts out right here in Massachusetts, you know what I'm saying? So, and in New England right. in general. So I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I probably know as much as any other average citizen. I'm not necessarily in it as much as people would like to think, you know? And I think that definitely played a major role in how I took the perspective of the record What If. Because if I went too deep with it, I think I would have lost a lot of people, and it was good that I kind of just had a general idea of what's going on, and also just being a black male in America, I was able to really pull from those experiences. Now, what's dope for me, though, is I'm on an urban-based radio station where we talk about politics. Like the morning show, my boss, he's mm-hmm. working at the State House, and he's very big on politics, so I've been learning a lot from him, you know, and it definitely helps keep me balanced.
Right, right. Okay. Well, check it out, y'all. We're going to take a little breather, listen to some P. Good music. One of my favorite tracks, right? I have to say, I love this song ever since I first heard it. You know, as a DJ, you know how it is. Somebody goes, hey, check this song out. You go, okay, I'll check it out when I get a chance. And then somebody comes back, hey, I really need you to check this song out. And you'd be like, man, is it really that serious? Do I need to check it out? Because if I go over here some bullshit, I'm going to be mad. Then you go listen to it and you be like, wow. Wow.
Like, wow.
This is
yeah.
one of them tracks right here. We're going to talk about that.
I appreciate that.
We're going to talk about it right after I spin it. So check it out, y'all. This is P. Goods. It's called What If? Monstrous
yes,
Radio
sir.
Live with P. Goods and E. Monster. What if?
what if hip-hop never existed? Do you think there'd be as many people screaming now, stop snitching? What if Adam and Eve ain't eat the fruit? You think we'd be able to see the truth? Or what if Albert Einstein didn't think of the nuke, or Smith and Wesson didn't teach us to shoot? Do you think there'd be as many plays made if there was no Bruce? Matter of fact, what if white men hung off a noose? Would it still be cool to say nigga? Or maybe we would make six figures. Or would we wanna be crackers? And all the whites would be rappers. What if Martin Luther King survived? You think FEMA's response to Katrina would have caused him to drop and die? I wonder what if and see what is. Stand back from the picture and ask yourself why. What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
Hold on.
If Mitt Romney won the election instead of Obama, you think problems would still be blamed on the press? Be honest. Think those cops would be goners if that officer ain't choose to lay hands on Eric Garner? What if my Uncle Az was raised in the burbs? You think I would have stayed home instead of play on the curb? If Christopher Wallace never got murked, how much money would Sean Carter be worth? What if Tupac never got hit with the flame? Would the game still have changed, filled with these lames? What if Trayvon Martin walked down another street? What if them shots Malcolm sent never hit Zeke? Pipe down, what if them bullets miss Mike Brown or them Boston bombers didn't hit my town? The powers that be will raise an eyebrow, say la vie, but living to make you cry out. Yeah, what if? What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
If Malcolm
X survived all them shots that hit him, you think he stopped fighting for black equality and start killing? What if the government told the truth instead of abortion? If cigarettes and other evil kingdoms didn't endorse them? If Bill Gates was another abortion, you think artists would make more than this minuscule portion? What if them 9/11 flights they leave from Boston and Barr didn't take Oscar Grant from his daughter? What if French couldn't speak from that shot to the dome? Who you think would be on hooks if Mac B was home? What if there was no such place as McDonald's or BK? You think more dudes would look like Arnold? If Mike Jackson never joined the Five, you think he'd still be misunderstood or hurting inside? What if Big L got clapped but he survived? Or 50 Cent got shot 9 times and then he died? What if blacks didn't get locked on the reg? Matter of fact, what if Jordan was born with no legs? What if Satan and God ain't have beef? You think maybe this earth would be at peace? At least try to see what it could have been. It hurts sometimes seeing what it should have been. But we write our own stories, time is money, and it's costing me because every second alters the future. Live cautiously. What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Big girls right here on Monsters Radio. That's called What If.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ooh, wee, yes, bro. I'm just going to start out right off the bat. What was it like going back into work after that song first dropped?
Hello. Oh, man. Let me tell you, I still catch the flack, you know. Just this past weekend working, I had one of my coworkers tell one of my bosses, like, hey, you better be careful with him. You don't want him to hang you. So I catch the flack, you know. I catch it heavy, but it's all good because in a lot of ways I realized how me bringing that to light visually and with the record has allowed people to more comfortably have that conversation, even in a professional place. Like, I work at the airport, and where I work is very, very big on some professionalism. So for them to feel comfortable enough to know that they can have that conversation and everything could be all good after makes me feel very happy. Like, okay, I'm doing my job here where I can provoke thoughts, even in a place where it may not be or feel the most appropriate, they're still having that conversation. You know what I mean? So that, that makes me feel very, very proud in the fact that I was able to express that comfortably enough for people to just spark the convo, whether it gets real deep or whether it stays, you know, on a surface level. I'm just happy, man. And that record is really for the people. Like I owe that record to God, because I'm telling you, man, I don't think I could have did that myself. You know what I mean? Without the help of and grace of God, man, like I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Right, right. To me, that's real hip hop. Just in my opinion, that's visionary music. You dig? Nobody's really done anything that strong, in my opinion. You dig? I'm not always right, but I usually am. But
that's a great thing. That's
Public
a great
Enemy,
thing.
Like Public Enemy and Chuck D and them. You know what I mean? Like when he came out and was like, "Fuck John Wayne," and the music community almost was like, oh my God, no, he didn't say it. You dig? But in those songs, they were saying real things. They were dropping politics, knowledge, you know, and they got a little backlash from it. Did you expect any type of backlash when you created this song or after you got done mixing and mastering? Like, ooh-hoo.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you, I wasn't afraid with the record because this was a record that I actually I had originally released about we're in 2015, close to 6-7 years ago, man. I mean, when Obama first came into office was when I released the record. And at that time, my producer was white, you know what I mean? And I felt comfortable because he knew how I get down, you know. So him having that approval and having that respect, having that approval from him where I saw that he wasn't uncomfortable, and also being able to express it so aggressively, I felt, okay, I'm good. I think the nervousness, bro, it came when me and my director, because all that video was shot in-house with my production company. Now, when me and my director sat down and we talked about the script and how we were going to could display everything to the people, that's when I was like, yo, I don't know, man. I'm like, there was a couple times I'm like, I don't know. And then my director had to remind me because he's like, yo, listen, Goods, am I talking to Goods from the street right now? Because I know Goods ain't scared of nothing. He's like, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
And he reminded me, like, yo, the boldness of the record is what people appreciate. And that's something that's genuinely me. I'm a very bold person. I'll take it there when nobody else wants to. You know what I'm saying? So I think that part, it gave me an opportunity to overcome that challenge of what are people going to think. Now I'm even less nervous about that stuff. I'm like, let's do it.
Right, right. Well, I definitely give you a monster salute on the video, bro. And anybody, I'm definitely going to have him give out his network social media info here in just a second. But I think you'll definitely get a Grammy for it. It's almost like a little movie. It's one of those videos, you know, like you watch a video and then you hope they make a movie or a TV series talking about what if, you know what I mean? So it's a great video.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely tell people how they can get a hold of you to get this Grammy. I mean, it's almost like a movie, y'all. I'm telling you, very high definition, very great quality. So definitely tell people where they can get at you about your music, whether it be for video or any other way to get a hold of you for anything, whether it be booking and those type of that type of nature.
All right, so you can definitely check out my music, and you can connect with me on imtgoods.com. I-A-M as in Michael, P as in Peter, Goods with an S. IMPGoods.com, and all of my social media is the same. It's all IMPGoods. I mean, I definitely want to give a big, big shout out to my music plug. I couldn't have done this without my music plug. Yo, Monstrous Radio is lit. I love this show. Records you've been playing are crazy. You know what I mean? You keep me on my toes because I'm like, yo, there's other people out here bringing that heat, man. And you can only hear it on Monstrous Radio. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity. Once again, that's IMPGoods. IMPTV.com, and you can find me on anything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all IMP Goods.
That's what's up. So, all right, so matter of fact, let's go ahead and slap at my music food right quick. You dig me? We're going to open up some lines here in a quick second. But, you're actually here because you actually won an artist contest, you dig, through my music plug where, you know, we had a contest where artists submit their music and the people vote, and you can win or you lose, you dig, and you won. So I've been in contests before. I ain't never won nothing. So why don't you tell the people, just as a little tip for artists out there, what does it actually take, you dig, to actually win one of these type of contests when you're in these type of things like with my music plug?
You know, I'll tell you what I've learned. I definitely needed a swift kick in the behind, and I got it a couple of times, you know what I mean? But I've learned that it really takes for you to connect with your supporters. And in this industry that we're in, I know you get crazy busy, you know, and people kind of lean, including myself, they lean on the social media, which is great. People do see that, and they respond to that. But there's nothing like that one-on-one conversation. There's nothing like that reaching out to people and making them understand that you are talking to them as an individual, you know what I mean, and you're asking for their support. And that's what it took for me to really see who supports me and who hasn't. You know, since that my music plug contest that I was able to win, I've been actually jumping into more contests, and I've been able to, you know, successfully prove to myself again and again how much I truly do have support. And it's just all about the connection. You got to make sure people know that they're connected with you. You can't be too Hollywood. And I don't get me wrong, I wasn't too Hollywood, but I definitely I've been working on the communication side of things, because I'm just used to doing the music. But in this day and age, you got to be able to connect with the people as an artist. You can't just lean on, you know, marketing and social media to do everything for you. You got to connect with the artist. I mean, with the fans.
Right.
You as an artist, you know what I mean? So that's my only advice to all the other artists out there. Don't be too Hollywood, you know what I mean? You can take your shades off, you know what I mean? Shake somebody's hand, take some pictures, show some love, you know what I mean? Because it's important. That's what the people want.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to engage with your fans. Like Kermit the Superstar Henderson said, it's like politics. You got to be out here shaking hands and kissing babies. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Kermit the Superstar Henderson.
So I right quick before I open up the line, right quick, tell the people what can they expect on, you know, you got a release that's out here now that's for sale or in the works.
What If is on iTunes. You can purchase it on iTunes. My Destiny, which is another one of my singles that's been getting a lot of love, it's also on iTunes. Check me out on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? But right now, what I got in the works is just more music videos. I'm very big on the theatrical side of things. I want to make everything, you know, look really appealing. So just expect more videos that I'm planning to use to blow your mind, you know what I mean, and really take you outside the box, because nobody else is doing it right now.
Right, right. Okay. Well, all right, let me go ahead and open up the line right quick. I think I got somebody over here. I think I know who this is. I'm not for sure. Let's hope they like us, bro. It is what it is. 308-389, who we got on the line? Hello.
What up, plug? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Kevin Plug. I'm sitting over here talking to both of y'all fools, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like them cats come in like, what up, blood? I'm just gonna start saying, what up, plug? What's going on? How you doing, plug?
What up, plug? How you doing, plug?
I'm sitting here laughing, man. You know what I'm saying? Pete Good, you got me laughing, man. I don't know why. I just got through watching the Birdman interview again, too. So I'm sitting here laughing at y'all, man. Like, you better put some respect on my name. Some respect. You know what I'm saying? What? If I ain't had no respect around here. But no, you know what, man? I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to disrupt the show, but I just seen that and I started laughing because I'm sitting here laughing at y'all, man, and I know y'all close and personal, so you know what I'm saying? I know both of y'all, man. It just made me laugh, but sitting here thinking about it, man, shout out to you, Pete Goods, and everything you got going, man, and then sitting here just listening to the song and looking at some of the news today, man. I don't know if you've seen it just yet, fellas, but Tamir Rice was awarded $6 million
Yes, he was.
He's wrongful death, man, you know. So this What If track, you know, it, I mean, honestly, with the wave of everything that's going on right now and everything that's been going on and stuff like that, and then having this come out right now, you know, which is a historic moment for a lot of black men of color, a lot of black families in general, you know, and people that are a victim of police brutality, bro. I think this song, you know, I think we, yeah, as a team, my music club, we really, really just got to push it 10 times more harder and just get it out there to the people, man, because this right here is crazy. You know, $6 million awarded. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more suits coming right now from other families and stuff like that. So, you know, applaud to the family and shout out to everybody doing their thing. But P. Goods, man, keep inspiring the people. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep making people laugh, have fun. E-Monster, you already know what's up, man. You know what I mean? You're always acting the fool. I still got my brother tuning into the show all the time. Ever since he came to my house one day and we was listening, he had you was talking about old girl toes, talking about ka-ka, ka-ka. You know what I'm saying? He was also like, man, you need to get that carburetor bolt off your old carburetor. It's frozen and rust it up. Get them hammer toes in there, girl. Ka-ka, ka-ka.
Yeah, you gotta know, learn to use that monkey foot. Twist your knuckle. Make a fist. There we go. On the road.
Oh, man, you're a fool.
It is what it is.
You got some new fans, man. You know, the family, they've been tuning in, and he told me he's been definitely listening to stuff ever since he heard that. You just had him rolling, bro. So shout out to you. Shout out to P. Goods, man. Just wanted to let y'all know I'm on the line supporting, showing love and stuff like that. My guy Goods ain't at the bottom no more, you know. No more bottom of the barrel, Goods.
Yeah, I've been working. Hey, you know what I mean? I needed that swift kick. No, that's what a team is about. It's like sports, you know what I mean? Sometimes you need the team captain to be like, hey man, let's get on the ball. You know what I mean? So
hey,
I needed that.
Lately, I've been needing to kick in my ass. I'm gonna be dead serious, you know what I mean? Then right now, I know you hit me up earlier talking about what's up with the link, man. But some dumbass, I'm going to be real with y'all, man. Y'all probably seen the post on my Facebook page. But some dumbass last night, like if y'all was on the phone call, man, and y'all heard, remember I told you I couldn't shut the call down, this, that, and the third. Some fool went over here and got a shotgun at propane tanks surrounded by other propane tanks and blew half the goddamn building up and everything else. And then because when it blew up, it burnt all the fiber optic cables and everything in the wire. So, you know, that literally set me down. So, right now, while I'm on the phone, I can't describe it, but I got you, though, bro. I got you.
Much love, and that's what you do, man. You're the plug. You see, even without an outlet, you can't stop the plug, huh?
Nah, man, I don't know. I thought I was down and out for a minute. I was sitting there about to cry, man. You know, we got to go on the air tonight, too. I'm just like, oh, I can't do it. I forgot my phone got a hot spot, yo, so I'm good to go.
Word.
Well, much love to both of y'all, because I definitely got a stroll.
Okay.
Oh, you got a stroll. That's a new one right there. He's like, I got a stroll, yo.
I appreciate both of y'all. That's that OG swagger right there. I got a stroll, youngin. You dig? It is what it is. I think y'all heard that before, but we're going to get that one to be good. You dig? So, all right, bro. You know, thanks for the interview. Definitely, you're more than welcome to always call in and let us know what's going on with you. You got any events going on? You got new releases? All that stuff. You know, definitely keep us informed because we're going to get you out there like you're supposed to be. Because a lot of people be like, oh, hip hop is gone. And you're one of the first people I always throw at them, have you heard of P. Good? Honestly, I like it when they say no. Honestly, I like it when they say no. Why? I take pride in saying, now I brought P. Good to your motherfucking ass. Now check him out and see what you say. And I guarantee you, 110% of the people will always come back to me and tell me, that dude is that deal. Hip-hop is not dead. You know? I already got like 5 out of 6 so far. The other person's phone cut off. But it is what it is.
I appreciate that. I need that.
That's what's up. Sorry. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just saying I appreciate that. You know, I really need that more than you know, man. This is the support that I've been talking about, and I need that. I appreciate you.
That's what's up. It's monsters right here,
man. Real quick, before I forget, we got there's a new lady I've been talking to lately, man, that we are talking about doing some film stuff. She actually submits stuff to films and stuff like that, so my music plug is actually getting involved with that. But P Good completely spaced it off until I just heard Imasa say that, man. I actually submitted one of your songs for her to place on her next project reel for film placement. It's a company called 10,000 Hours. They're a music blog company and stuff like that. And they do film and they do club stuff. They do, you know, artist development and everything like that. But she's really, really cool lady. We've been talking lately, man. So we'll see what's up. Hopefully we get What If on the soundtrack somewhere. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you right now, Kevo, yo, my music plug has definitely been a good luck charm for me. You know what I mean? I'm from the home of the Shamrock, you know, the Celtics land out here. You know what I mean? But you guys, you know what I mean? Y'all been showing me so much love, man. It's been working, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity you guys gave me. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with this right here. You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, bro, shout out to you. Shout out to E-Monster, the whole My Music Plug team, bro. We just keep doing what we do. I mean, you know, stuff moves slowly but surely, but it's definitely happening, man. Like I said, I've been reaching out to a lot of people. And then E-Monster, I got some other stuff planned for you too, man. So I ain't going to take up too much time on the radio, man. E-Monster got a show to run, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here invading and stuff, so let me jump back. Let me jump back and let's get back to the get back, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to holler at y'all a little bit, man. I'm still on the line.
Much love. Much love.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, T, before you get up out of here, go ahead and tell them again where they can find you, whether they want to connect with you for your music, check out your videos, or for booking, or anything else of that nature. How can they get a hold of you?
IAMPGoods.com. That's I-A, M as in Michael, P as in Peter, goods with an S, .com. And that's the same thing on all social media boards. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all IMP goods.
There you go. So you can also connect with me or Kevo to plug everything for My Music Plug, hashtag My Music Plug on all your social networks, and you will find us. Let's see, you can connect with me if you miss anything. I know you can check the archives 24/7, 365 to write all the information down, but you can also connect with me at monstrousradio@gmail.com. If you don't have the information how to get a hold of P Goods, there is a $6 EBT tax. But it is what it is. So I'm on my way up out of here. We're going to play Talk About It, some more P Goods, Monstrous Radio. Any shout outs, P Good?
Yo, big, big shout out to Monstrous Radio, DJ E Monster. Big, big shout out to Kevin the Plug, Kermit the Superstar Maker, and the whole My Music Plug team, man. Big, big shout out to QI Productions. That's my production company. And we're working on this video next. The Talk About It video is going to be on another level. I can't wait to show that to y'all.
That's what's up. So here we go right here. P. Good from New England. I just want to say, what if there was no deflate gate?
Oops.
Why you holding on and let it go? You already know I built the don't know what to talk about. You know he's trying to knock me out my zone.
Chopper down like Blackhawk, cause I'm a rider. Cause scene if you acting up. I'm hip hop's Jerry Bruckheimer. Look up the name, how I cook up the game. If we go by football, you be shackled and chained. Cause I'm numero uno and black like an emo. New England is me, yo, hot as jalapeno. And yeah, I stay with that big boy. Ain't way better than a rookie cop. I lay low, I ain't on the scene. I'm keeping clean, just give me props. What does a goon have to prove to a G? Every day's another brother eulogy. Cause keep a gutter, yeah, usually. Still handle business so beautifully. Real is the language I speak fluidly. Bring it to you like it's just you and me. So what if you're tough and your crew is deep? Cause I ain't trying to make the news this week. Haters always want to make a move at me. I'm smooth now, I ain't trying to crash out. With or without the gun, I'm a boss by the ton. So let me make it clear what mad's about.
Why you holding on, just let it go? You already know I built this, don't wanna talk about. Always trying to knock me out my zone. It ain't hard to tell just what I'm on, why even talk about it? Why you holding on, just let it go? You already know I built this, don't wanna talk about. Always trying to knock me out my zone. It ain't hard to tell just what I'm on, why even talk about.
Man, it's hopeless, they focus, is that of a joker? Treat bliss like they chick shit, she bad, then I stroke her and told her my name on the net and on posters. Hold up, man, it's hopeless, they focus, is that of a joker? Treat bliss like they chick shit, she bad, then I stroke her and told her my name on the net and on posters. Don't try me past rap, cause it's known that I wrote it. Keep when I cheap, they were calling me Sosa. Reaching for change like it's all in my sofa. Dog, I'm the man, but I bite like a dober. I'm high off that life, yeah, I hate being sober. My mate in inside like the Rage on a Rover. Insane when I'm swinging through lanes and I roll up like Wiz on a Toba. I grind about to live on a Toba. From a rider, we ride just on Forza. God got me switching my course up. Their friends got me big in the course up. Where I ball ain't no way you could cross up. I've been so hard, they putting they cross up. My cops on the ride, I'm putting my cost up. Goods they dip, ain't no way you could sauce it. I'm fly as a saucer, and out of this world, so they call me a Martian.
City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare, and I don't know, I work for somebody else too, Picasso Painting and E. Nichols Photography. So, all right, y'all, it's a monstrous Monday. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Big shout out to my whole My Music Club team. I'm just saying, we really out here. And if you can, make sure you check out my Music Club, all caps, underscore, caps again, MN. And check out our video that we got of us at South by Southwest. You can see us with Drummer Boy. You can see us with Keith Murray. You can see us with Blizzom from K100. You can see us with Rico Barino, Connor Loud. Well, you can't see us. You can see Kevo the Plug. But we all team members. It is what it is. Here go last month's winner of our contest. And make sure you get a hold of me so you, the artist, can get in the contest. This right here is Josh Graham. It's called You Should've Told Me. Yeah, I probably should just stick to this game, huh? Fuck all y'all. I got a good boy. Shout out to Kermit the Superstar Henderson.
But at any rate, I'm never looking back. Go a separate ways, erase every picture today of you. It's a different view, but I see it clear. Everything I felt disappeared. I'm like a ghost, and I know you're there. The promises you made, you never care. Can't bear the thought you with someone else. Gotta move on, you can't be held. Go through hell with memories, I wish you well. You're forgetting me, and it's just the way that it seems to go. I don't know what the future holds. The heart to break is growing cold. The calm as hell will unfold. All that drama's growing old. I'm a secret, you ashamed. You hide your love, no one knows my name. It's such a shame. We'd be so great together. I can weather the storm, no longer the rain, happiness turned to pain. What'd you gain? Going back to him, here we go again. You're my favorite sin, addicted to your kiss. I'm missing now and then. Got 99 problems, you're every one of them. You're loving him, I hope you're thinking me. Running through your thoughts, you will haunt your dreams. I hope you can't sleep, the demon of your nightmares creeping in the shadows, metaphor, I'm just a memory. Forget these emotional lines, all I wanted was a sign. Took my kindness for weakness, you weaken the attachment. Move past that we had it, it's tragic under your voodoo spell. It's magic, I'm attached, and you hold the strings. It's more than just a fling, you're the reason I sing. It was your suggestion, but you got the best of me. Your love is a weapon, and it murders. I'm the victim, my obsession to prove. You'll regret it if you love me, don't forget it. You said it, I'm amazing, remember. Your new man, he's pathetic, I can stand it while you suck.
suck the breath out of my lungs. I'm betting he can't do it like me. I'm a player too, you're forgetting. I'm used to it, you're just another name on my list of heartaches. What's it take? Your love was fake. Shakes your feelings out of place. You're keeping secrets like your name's the CIA. But hey, let it fade, cause I'm walking away. New footsteps, new path, new girl, sweetie, you're the past. I ain't mad, I hope you're happy, but these rumors got me gassing up. I can't imagine what you really mean, but I'm on the fence and it seems to me you believe what I'ma say. Not good enough? Well, that's okay. Your friends are stupid, nothing but clueless. The truth is, nothing else mattered. You shattered the fragments of feelings I had left, leaving me battered, exhausted from the fight. You know I'm right, so goodbye.
You should've told me I ain't got no time for sorry. Tryna act like you need me to be happy. Cause you should've told me I ain't got no time for sorry. Tryna act like you need me to be happy.
Yeah, Josh Graham. Right here on Monsters Radio. He also did an interview with us. Go back, check the archives. Remember, you can always listen to the shows 365, 24/7. Just make sure you make it do what it do and go to monstrousradio.com. So, all right, check it out. Here goes some new music for y'all. Cadillac and Pee Wee featuring J.O. It's called On 10. You know how we do it. Monsters Monday.
I am on 10.
I am on 10. Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. We are at the end of the show. So, all right, shout out to everybody that tuned in. Special shout out to P Goods and his whole promo team. Big shout out to my music plug. Big shout out to my music plug, Kevo the plug. All my music plug members. Let's see, everybody that not only liked the posts, the flyers and everything, but I got mad monstrous love for you if you actually shared it and commented it and drove people to tune into the show. Let's see, not too much to say before I get up out of here. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Let's see, what other interviews do I got coming up? Maybe I need to go out and book some more. So enjoy the night. Remember, if you go out tonight, you're probably an alcoholic. But if you're not, don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I'm trying to be here with you for the ratings tomorrow. It is what it is. I just fucked that all up. So, all right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I got things to do. This is B-Boy Fidget. They did an interview last week, or he did an interview last week right here on Monsters Radio. Also, Rich Lowe, make sure you go and check those two interviews out. Those were awesome interviews also as well. So, I'm out of here, y'all. Peace. Good night.
Yo, what's good?
Good night.
It's your man, B-Boy Fidget, a.k.a. Young Fidget, the comeback kid. Fraggle Rock crew representative in the spot, as always. Right now, I want to give a big shout-out to my man, DJ E-Monster, Monsterous Radio. Arr.
Money, more money, more money, I love it. I'm working, my brother, you're frontin'. I do this, I thought that you knew that it's nothing. Your niggas, you always wanna get me started. A sucker, you sucker, MC's always biting. I'm thinking, creating, I'm barely ever even writing. Your girly is in my ear, Mike Tyson. I'm living, I'm laughing, you're crying. Oh, you a gangster, right? We make gangster beats. Think you got the flow, I say nigga, don't speak. You think you was a pimp, you bout to be some sneak. Fuck the last week and put the mortgage payment on the seat. Bow, 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 bow. Fuck the last week and put the mortgage payment on the seat. Bow.
I'm laughing.
With digits and fidgeting bitches, they love me. That belly, that real rose, they a nigga chugging. I'm sitting and shitting and all you niggas like a puppy. I'm cocky and humble, so I don't place nothing above them. I'm swagging, not surfing, floating on a different potion. Some niggas, they need fixing, they don't listen till they broken. I'm hella observing and focusing, bitches, they notice. You haters keep hating, I'm waiting for niggas to show up. Grow up. You got the flow, I say nigga don't speak. You think you was a pimp, you bout to be some sneaks. Fuck the last week and put the mortgage payment on the seat. Bow, 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 bow. Fuck the last week and put the mortgage.